Blog Talk Radio.
It's the one my stand with Simply May, and I am Simply May in full effect. We are embarking on the perfect listening party, and I have to thank Ash for providing us with the perfect EP in order for us to have the perfect listening party. You just heard the original version of Lost by Ash from the perfect EP. Now, I have a remixed version of Lost that works very well if you need a ride to a buffet, or if you're hungry. Like, seriously, it works really well. It goes, I feel like I'm superstar. I feel like I'm very far from where food should be. So that got me a trip to the Golden Corral, but I'm not going to promote them for free, so they don't pay for advertising. Anywho, it is the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate, and I am Simply Nate, back in full effect after several weeks of hiatus. Did you miss me? I missed every last one of you, and I'm so glad we can reconvene right here on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. I have to come correct when I present myself to you all every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. So what better way to bring back the party than with some really dope music that I found? The perfect EP really is perfect. And it's bold, right? To sit there and say, I'm going to name my EP the perfect EP. And I dare you to say anything to me about it. So instead of us talking about it without the source, I figure, why is not now? Oh,
best a time as any to bring the Ash. And if you want to follow her on Twitter, it's at I am just Ash. One more time, that is at I am just Ash. And we definitely, definitely, definitely want you to support her and the work that she's doing, because what I'll say here, support is free. If you have any questions, comments, and concerns, guests can call in. Our number is 646-787-8623. That number again is 646-787-8623. We're going to play some more music from the Perfect EP, but before we do that and interview Ash, I've got to thank my sponsors who make sure that I can do what it is that I do every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those sponsors are the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 membership-based organization for LGBTQI people of purpose and their supporters. I would definitely encourage you to become a member of the Lifestyle Power Players, and you can do so by emailing them directly at lifestylepowerplayers@gmail.com. Additionally, we are sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier dating spot for lesbians of color. You can visit them at Eve, the numeral for EveOnline.com, or on Facebook with the same exact location, that's EVE, the number for EVE Online. We are also sponsored by the Future Foundation, an exceptional nonprofit out here doing great work with youth east of the river. You can find out more information about the Future Foundation and get your child enrolled in their free programming by going to www.thefuturedc.org. Again, that's www.thefuturedc.org. And how could we have Perfect EP listening party without the Perfect EP? So check it out on iTunes or Google Play. It is entitled The Perfect EP, and it is by Ash, A-S-H. And how about we bring her on and talk to her a bit after this song? Aha, I tricked you. You thought she was about to come on in. No, no. One more song for you before we get to interview the beautiful and talented Ash. How's about Perfect by Ash?
Trying to be Mr. Fixy everything, but I can do it by myself. Open doors, pick out the trash, do them both and make me laugh, it's fine. I'll do them by myself. I just want to look into your eyes. You have to be hard to see. I'm dreaming of a good girl. Just be sorry, but
together.
Isn't that cute? Like how the car starts and everything in the song. It's literally perfect. And I gotta shout out to him, who is a part of the Wonderland crew, because from what I understand, he had something to do with the music. Now, my production crew is telling me that they are having a hard time getting Ash online. She's here. She's accounted for. She's present and professional. So don't let that be part of the rumor. That's not the case. It's just that Blog Talk Radio is not being perfect for our perfect listening party, and it's not okay. We're going to play another song and try to figure this out. This is Dear Dream by Ash.
I'm And we are live with Ash. How are you, love? E.T., which is a big deal. So please take us to the journey behind the title.
I released Perfect in June, the song Perfect Kisses, it's really something. I was on tour with the L, we were in New York, and I was like, let's just drop this song. And so I called the EP the Perfect EP because these are the songs surrounding the song I dropped with June. So that's really why I called the Perfect EP, because it has Perfect on it. So that's the song that some people, you know, would know me from the few fans
I do have. So, like, everybody is living in the time of hashtags, where we describe everything with a hashtag. So if you had to describe your sound with a hashtag, how would you, and it could be the longest, most retarded hashtag on the face of this planet, but what would you use to describe your music?
Oh, man, I would say that's funny. I say clouds, balloons, hashtag balloons, hashtag empty, hashtag flowers, hashtag smiley face, I don't know, hashtag pop, hashtag love, hashtag music, hashtag hearts. I mean, just all the airy, cool, simple things about life would be the hashtag associated with this record.
I would have to agree, and I told you I was going. I told the whole entire One Mic Stand team that I was going to formally thank you because I turned Lost into a hungry song, okay? And it worked. Like seriously, it worked. I got a trip right back to the daggone buffet, and I was not rushed, and I was able to warm my nice little stomach, but. You made a video about what Lost is really about, and it's really profound. And I would like if you could share to the listening audience about what you really meant when you wrote the lyrics behind that song.
Well, Lost is about that middle place you're in any part of your life where what these dreams are, so you kind of live in this fantasy world of all of your dreams and aspirations. And sometimes it's at a crossroads with the reality of your 9-to-5 or your mother's dreams or your father's dreams, what you want to do, or maybe a loss or something tragic that happened. And that's really what life is composed of. It's composed of tons of crossroads. You know, it's always a fork in the road. Every time you're walking your life journey. So that's really what the song is about. It's about finding the flower and chasing after the flower, even though you're in the middle of a rain and a thunderstorm. So that's what that song is really about.
You really said something poignant in the lyrics, and I want to point this out because I was listening to the EP with some of the production staff and a few of my friends before we went live today. And what we were talking about in Law is how you are talking about all the things that aren't familiar to you in this journey. You've never seen them before. But you know that this is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that feeling is something that so many people don't know how to put into words. And it's a reality that young women see so many times. And so I wanted to ask you, with this being the first day of Women's History Month, what would you like to say to young women, young creatives, just, you know, about being lost but knowing exactly where you're intended to be?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that because I did see that may have been one of the things you asked me about. And just as soon as I saw that, something came to mind about women's history and how, you know, we all are part of women's history. Every woman is. Every day we're, you know, drawing out and creating our history. And we're in a cool kind of time in life where we have like Instagram, we have Twitter, and we're kind of like giving people bits and pieces of who we are. And I like taking selfies and I like taking pictures. And there's nothing wrong with taking photos, being cute and all that. But I think sometimes we just kind of are a little too immersed in how many likes we get on our physical being. And, you know, create the history that's based really from within. Like, who are you? And not just, you know, how cute you are, how funny you are, how many likes you get. You know, who's following you or following back, you know. It really should be, you know, really making some footprints in the sand based on your inner woman and your dreams and goals and what you're going to leave behind, you know, outside of your behind.
Yes, honey. Can we talk about that?
It's really just, you know, leaving. There's nothing wrong with being beautiful. Like, I'm not against photos, and I don't want to, like, come off as this extreme, you know, anti-sexy and all that stuff. But I don't want that all of who I do. And other young women, like, there's so much to us, and there's so many cool things that we can leave behind and share with on Instagram and share on Twitter and share with the world. And I hope that we kind of create a balance of, you know, what it is we're leaving behind on our history, our history as women.
So let's delve deeper into that, because one of the things about your EP cover art that spoke volumes to me was that you put out publications. And so in this time where it's like, you're your brand, you're your market, sell yourself, put your whole body on, you know what I'm saying? You went for a cartoon image. What was the thought process behind that? Was that intentional? Did you want to just be heard? Share with us that journey.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I have an Instagram. I think if anyone wants to see what I look like, they can hop on Instagram. You know, I think it's about the music. You know, it really is. Like, I when I think of cartoons, I think about a dream, a fantasy world. And, you know, your mind, you know. And it's not really about, it's a more of a spiritual thing when you think about fantasy and cartoons and imaginary land. It's really not about me. So in sharing my lyrics and my words and my songs, I wanted that to do the work, you know. If people wanted to like me, I wanted them to like me through the music. I mean, they can go on Instagram and check me out physically, but what matters most to me is that people connect with the lyrics and they connect with my story, and that they can find parts of their story that connect with me and let that create whatever image they want to create for me based on their connection with the song. You know, it's really not about, you know, putting a photo up and doing all that stuff that everybody does. That didn't really matter to me.
Well, you know, I was a fan of yours by default. I'm the crazy one that's always hollering your name when you guys are doing sound checks. That's me.
That is me.
So you can connect all those dots together.
Okay.
So when it was...
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. When it was your birthday, I was like, happy birthday. You were like, wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yes, ma'am. At the Today Show, bright and early.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the birthday wish. I was like, oh, is that? Like, I know my mom is not here. Like, who knows
me.
Who I am? That's so funny. That was cool. Okay. Well, nice to
put it all together. No qualms. Because in the same way that people support me and support my work, I am motivated and propelled by you guys. And I make no secrets about that. And I let it be known that I am the biggest fan when I go see Wonderland. And people think I'm lying, and it's not true. And people who work for me let it be known. Like, no, she really does this. Like, this is a real life thing. And so I have to take a moment and just let you know that you have played a very, very big role in keeping me encouraged and keeping me to continue to do the work that I've been called to do.
Wow.
And there's so much
has to be said about your story and your background. And recently, you've been publicly dealing with a very hard time. Anyone who's a fan of your music knows that. And so we're going to emerge into this conversation together because, as I shared with you, I lost my father several years ago. He died in the 90s.
I'm so sorry.
It's a reality, you know, and I think that there is something to be said for the little black girl who has lost her father. And I want to take time to have that conversation because I think that your journey and the things that you've done, I want to ask some questions that nobody else is going to ask. I doubt very seriously that your father and mother sent you to Spelman to go sing. What did you go to Spelman for?
They did not. My parents divorced when I was younger, so when I went off to school, I was a chemical engineering major, and I was gonna do that. I love math and science. That was my strength, and it was, you know, music, of course, was not anywhere in the radar as a major, and that's what I went to school for initially. So once I got there, I think I was going into my sophomore year, I realized, okay, this is a time where I really have to pick a major, and I really want to sing, and I don't really know how this is going to work out, but I don't want to be a music major because I didn't want to have to go through all of the rigorous stuff that requires. So I figured that theater would be a good fit for me because it is a performing art, and not only would I be able to use my vocals, but I also have some training and experience in performing, and I'm really being vulnerable, and that's what any creative needs experience in, is just being open and being able to give, whether they're, you know, singing or acting or dancing on the stage. And so that was a bit of a transition for my mom. I remember telling her and hearing her response and then saying, okay, I gotta go, and I just had to leave it there. You know, I had to make a decision on my own. But I'm so happy I did it.
Well, you know, being women of color, right, is a whole different walk. And we've got to be honest about what that looks like, you know? And I make it a mission of mine, as long as I have this platform and as long as I have this opportunity, to have real honest conversations, you know? And we've got to talk about, even we have this idea as people of color that, you know, you go to school, you do great, and then you go to college. But even in college, like HBCU, like Spelman, I almost went to Spelman. I did not go because I'm a lesbian and I wanted to be able to be focused on my studies. So I knew yes, honey, I wasn't going to do nothing if I went to the all-girls school but just be great at girls. I was going to major in women. So I didn't go. I went to Howard, and I majored in women there, too. But still, with that being said, our HBCUs and even the education for people of color is struggling. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's non-existent. We don't have the resources. We don't have the skills. We don't have everything we need at these institutions. And so I wanted to ask you, as a creative of color, knowing what was inside of you, and not to put Spelman or anywhere else on blast, what was your experience at this largely accredited and respected HBCU?
Well, Howard University, my little brother graduated from there. That's cool.
Yay!
Spelman was actually really women and different circles, but the sisterhood there, honestly, I mean, humans are humans and humans are flawed. But it was so strong, you know. When I decided to do art as a major, it was really cool. Like, you just had a lot of really intelligent women who had so many different ideas, who were so talented. And I was welcomed, you know, with open arms. It, you know, Spelman really has a loving, warm campus. And there's room for everybody. There really is. You know, I've always been cool with every circle, and I never really, you know, tried to be in a particular circle. I just kind of, like, do my own thing. But, you know, I have to say that for me, my experience at Spelman College was one that I I don't believe I'd be white had I not gone there. I mean, of course, you know, you have, you know, HBCUs and, you know, you have as an HBC student, you have, you know, home issues that you know because you attend HBCU. But I was, you know, blessed to have a scholarship. I have a lot of scholars here. I didn't really have many issues as far as financial aid. Thank God I was able to get scholarship to school. And I was like, got to know tons of cool people. And, you know, it was just, it was cool for me. You know, it was cool. I mean, they don't put a whole lot into the art department as much as you want them to put into the sciences. But I will, but they did have the talent, and they have the professors, and they have the love, and the energy was great. You know, so I have to say, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my experience there.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, what's next? Because, see, you're eating. Your paid living is singing, so you eat off your voice. And a lot of people are aspiring to do just that. What's the next level of success for you?
I also teach pretty much every day that I'm in town. I'm a substitute teacher, so I go to different high schools and cover mainly math classes, sometimes dance and drama. Those are my strengths, so I do that when I'm not traveling. But, yes, I'm able to sing and make income doing that. You know, next is, I just released the EP a couple of weeks ago, so I'm still working the EP and hopefully doing some more shows and releasing some visuals and all of the stuff that goes with putting a project out, you know, meeting people and getting a group of people who kind of believe in my music and sharing creative energy with them and growing. And, you know, the most exciting thing for me, though, is doing live shows. Like, I'm excited to start performing. And so I'm totally looking forward to that.
All right. So I'm going to ask, because I just need to prepare my heart and mind. And it has nothing to do with the 1 million people who listen to this show. This is really a personal question. Do you plan on leaving your other job, or are you going to keep your other job? If y'all don't know what her other job is, you need to follow her at I Am Just Ash and figure it out. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. But what's that looking like?
Do you mean singing with Janelle Monáe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. If my career ended up taking a turn where, you know, my schedule would conflict, then, you know, I guess so. If it, you know, but right now I'm enjoying, you know, being able to do everything. You know, I'm so happy with traveling and really learning from her and the band. Like, these are, like, for family, you know, so I guess if it happens one day, you know, but as of right now, I'm, like, enjoying being able to do everything. So right now, I'm good.
And, you know, we met about it. The production team, I spend a lot of time with my production team. And we met about it, and we have a plan for your life. And
the plan
is she just signed you to Wonderland Records, and there you go. You kill two birds with one stone. You keep your background singer. Then you just come out in a different outfit and sing your own song, and then just go back into the dress and the wig and sing. Like, that's how you do that. Two John Tussle, I'm saying.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're awesome. The artists she signed are, like, super cool. Those are friends, and I'm so excited about what they're about to embark on and the music they're creating. So
I just wish I would have been more on my fan shit, because I was in Brooklyn, okay? I was in Brooklyn. In fact, I was on the stage. I was the one who got to dance with Jay.
Yes, I remember
so
you.
All I needed to know was that y'all were familiar with Jadena, because laissez-faire is on our website. So we're old head Jadena fans.
Right.
And I'm just saying.
God.
I'm just saying, it could have happened. It could have happened, but I should have known.
That is so cool. Wow.
We believe that dope is an energy that's interconnected. It's an energy. It's not a state of being. It's an energy. It just is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about some social justice stuff. Do you vote?
Okay.
Are you a voter?
Absolutely. should not be a true American in my opinion. I didn't use that outlet to share my voice and my desires of who I want governing me and my future children and my current friends and family. I don't play about that. Definitely a voter.
What do you need from your government right now that you just ain't getting, or maybe that you're getting and you need a little bit more of?
As a person of color right now, you know, the climate, I would say definitely more diversity in the police force. You know, I think unfortunately with some of the murders that have occurred with black males and police officers, it's easy to shoot someone when there's no relation. You know, if you're even a black person, you know, when you look at another black person, you see a sister, a brother, an uncle, a cousin versus a thing, you know. And I think if there were, you know, more police officers of color in the world or in our country, that it'd probably be a little less, I would assume, crime like that because, you know, like as a teacher, when I'm teaching some very, very active children, you know, I look at them and I'm like, this could be my little sister, this could be my, you know, cousin. And so I deal with them with that kind of love and kind of tough love, you know, versus, you know, just anger. So I think that we could use that. As a teacher, too, I just see just a lack of motivation in these kids nowadays. I mean, really, I know every generation has, like, the old heads are like, oh, this generation is so bad. But I really just feel like motivation, like, a lot of these kids only want to be president and they want to stop that. They don't really understand life discipline and how to create a plan.
Yeah. About what our students need and what our teachers need. But, like, sincerely, off the record, you're not losing your job. What can be done for us to truly support you in these classrooms? Because I'm in a position where I see the youth, I work with the youth, but it can't just be you while you're at work, and it can't just be the parents. It has to be a community effort. So what do you need from us in order for you to be successful in the work that you're doing?
The best answer on that because I do only stuff, so I'm not in the classroom every day, all day, you know, with these kids all the time. But, you know, I'd say, unfortunately, in the minority communities, we have a lot of single-parent homes, which means these parents are overworked and they can't really parent the way they'd like to, you know. And what I see is a lack of parenting. You know, like a teacher's responsibility isn't to raise the child. You know, it's just not. You know, they are there to teach a lesson and they're there to get this student on to the next grade. They're there to mold them. And, you know, a lot of these kids don't even know basic fundamental things that really you kind of learn at home. I know my mom worked with me and, you know, friends of mine, I'm sure your mom or whoever raised you worked with you. And here I see a lot of cell phones. I see a lot of Jordans. You know, I see a lot of hairstyles, you know, but I think that there's a lack, and it's not to judge the parent because I can imagine, you know, I grew up in a single parent home. You shut yourself in, I'm sure, raising and working, you know, by yourself. But, you know, you got to do it. You know, it's your responsibility. We have to try to to connect with the teacher, and neither party should put the blame on solely on the other. You know, it is a team effort, so that's what I would say is needed.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. It's so hard nowadays. I'm coming from the District of Columbia, and people have their ideas about the nation's capital because all they know is Michelle, Barack, and the White House. But there's a very different reality here. And in working with youth and in working with just the next generation, because a lot of people who aren't parents don't see why it's important to engage with youth leaders. That's who's going to lead us when we can't lead anymore. So it's very important to engage with them and just see where their head is at, just see what they're thinking about and see what they're focused on. And I ask that question because even with you as a substitute teacher, you still get to see the reality, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And one of the things that I found is that we have youth who are listening, and we have youth who want to lead and want to learn. But they don't have too many examples. They don't have too many people who are willing to engage. It's almost like it's not my child, so it's not my problem, or it's not my color, so it's not my problem, or it's not my community, so it's not my problem. And the reason why, you know, I asked you that question and I wanted to uplift you in the work that you do is because you're a very talented artist who's really contributing to our community in very deep and sustaining ways. It's not here. Let me write you this $300 check or this $3,000 check. But you're continuously giving and sincere about that. And you're giving music that is in a time when our youth are being taught to hate themselves, if they're even being taught to learn who they are, you know? You're doing something that's deeper than just music.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that, you know, that was lifted up and that you were honored for that, because I really appreciate that you're mindful about what you're saying and that you're mindful in the message that you're promoting. And it means a lot. It means
Thank
a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's art. You know, as a musician, it is art. And I don't get too wrapped up in accolades or anything, you know, especially I'm just starting out now. So I'm you know, very small on the totem pole, but you know, I feel like I've been blessed. I've definitely made a lot of decisions and prepared. Like, the journey is, I have a really cool story, you know, but, you know, I get up and I go teach because I feel like they need to, even though I'm tired, and sometimes I don't want to deal with some of the things that teaching entails, but I know that, you know, most of those teachers are older, they're burnt out, you know. Those kids need to see someone young and someone cool, who's also smart, who's also doing what they love, and I have my education from Spelman, so I'm able to go into a classroom and share not only my intelligence, but to share, you know, the music. And a lot of these kids, I mean, music inspires everybody. So I want to be able to, as long as I can, get up and go to that classroom and come home and work on it, you know. So I feel like it's really, you know, what I'm supposed to do until I can't anymore, you know. These kids, they need me. They need all of us, you know.
They do. And I want to ask you, what are the lyrics that keeps you going? Like, that you're like, this one right here, that was gospel. We're going to put it in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. That's it, right there. That's it. That goes in Acts. That goes in Psalms. That lyric right there.
You know, there are so many lyrics that inspire me. I would say one that is almost a golden rule to me is by Lauryn Hill, where she says, how you gonna win?
Well, you ain't right with it. Come on.
I know as a creative, you know, as a woman, you know, you're kind of like raised to be competitive, like socially. And, you know, my goal is to always stay cool, to always help out, to always applaud other people. There are so many amazing artists, so many amazing teachers, so many amazing background vocalists, whatever. In order for me to win, you gotta be right with that, you know, help out, do, you know, applaud your their thing, and I believe in good karma. You know, when you do that, that energy will totally come back on you. So I don't worry about when or how or what my career is going to be, what it's going to be. Okay? It's really cool.
To name your album, let's say, like, right now, if I asked you what you would name your album, what would you name? Now, don't hold it to this, y'all. This is just curiosity. Don't be like, girl, you said on one of my things. That's not the case. I'm officially off the record with this.
Oh, well, I do know what I want to name my album, and I don't want to say it. But, I don't know. I don't want to say. I'm gonna have to hold on. That was a really big question. I'm gonna have to hold on to that though, because I do have an answer for that already. Whenever I do come out with an album, I know what I want to name. So,
damn.
Yeah, I have to come back on later and talk to you about that.
That's fine. We got more episodes to come, and the TV network is launching this year, so don't worry.
Oh my God.
There will be more opportunities to be seen and heard on One Night Stand. At any time you drop something, girl, if you write a jingle for the TV people, let us know. We will play it around these parts, okay?
I'm so grateful.
It's
really going to
be playing. Period. The end. We've talked about social justice, we've talked about education, we've talked about you being a background singer, and we've talked about you being a forefront singer, because that's what we're doing now. Now, let's talk about, and I know that this is not, you know, something everybody's going to ask you about, but I'm going to ask you about it. Let's just take a moment. I need to know. Do you get cover girl stuff just by default?
No. You know, I think that Janelle has cover girl stuff. You know, she did share stuff with us when she got tons of stuff. She's so sweet. So we did, like, a long time ago, get some lipsticks and liners and stuff like that that she kind of shared. But you know, no, she is the go-to girl for cover girl. But, you know, we don't get that stuff.
He's a classic man, so I understand. We're going to work it out.
She's like, I'm not a young man. I'm a classic man.
Because yes. That is so cute.
I was like, okay, I'm going to correct you. You're a classic man. I got it. I will not be calling you a young man anymore. Last thing I need to know, where did that purple jumpsuit come from that you wore to your listening party? That was cute.
Oh.
And I need that.
It's bluey. It does kind of look deep, like a deep purple. But I got it from Zara, I think.
Stop, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I got it from Zara. Go to the mall. Right there at the mall.
It was so cute. I loved it because it was like you were very well dressed, but you weren't doing too much. It was like, look, I'll dress up for y'all when the album comes out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you this nice little jumper, and you're going to come enjoy yourself. That's what you're getting.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just everyday girl. You know, it's not that deep to me. You know, as far as all that stuff, like, when I wear what's in my closet, and you either like it or you don't, but, you know, most of the time it's just simple stuff that I already have. But, yeah, you can go to Zara and grab it, or Zara.com or something. I'm promoing Zara right now. But
they need to pay you.
They do.
Tell them, drop you a certificate.
It's a really comfortable justice.
They can direct message you a certificate. Write it at I am just ass.
I would love a certificate for Zara. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but I'm definitely a fan, and I'm going to continue to support everything that you're supporting. And we have 3 minutes on the show, and I wanted to give you the opportunity. What do you have coming up? How can people continue to support you? Where can they find you?
Well, I do have a visual coming out soon. I don't want to tell you the song because I think it's going to be so exciting for people to kind of get the surprise, but it is a song off of the EP, of course. And, again, on Instagram, I am just ass. On Twitter, I am just ass. I'm just ass, really. So if you want to tweet or talk or whatever, I'm there. Reach out to me, and I'd like to hear from anyone who likes the music and even new artists. Like, I like to listen to cool new music, and there are so many cool artists out here. So share your music, and hopefully you like mine. And, you know, this is the... Here's the journey. Here we go. You know, here we go.
I'm here. And I'm going to ask one last thing of you before we leave. Would you be willing to do a little bit of acapella for us live?
Sure.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you trying to be this perfect, fix everything, but I can do it by myself. Open doors, take out the trash, do them both and make me laugh, it's fine, I'll do them by myself. Cause you are so perfect, I just wanna look into your eyes, and you don't have to be all these things are extreme. Let's hook it down and just enjoy the vibe. That's perfect.
That is everything. Oh, my God. I was snapping my fingers and shit. Like, for real. I need to get over it, but I can't. I love it. Like, I really love it. And I thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the One Mic Stand with Simply May. And I hope you have a wicked awesome week.
Thank you so much for having me. It means a whole lot that you're supporting what I'm doing and that you had me on. I had a great time. You were so funny.
No problem. We'll have you anytime. If you just like, I want to practice my radio skills. We're around. We're around, and I produce other radio shows. So if you want to be on their shows, I'm their boss. So it can happen.
Oh.
It's not a problem.
Oh, thank you.
It's not a problem.
Good.
I thank you so much. And I really, really am looking forward to seeing what's to come. And we will be sharing everything that you put out. Because support is free, that's what we say. And we want people to continue following you and the work that you're doing. So one more time, on Twitter and on Instagram, at I am just Ash. And the EP is called The Perfect EP. You can cop it on Google Play. So get it on iTunes. It's less than $5. Make no excuses.
just make more support.
And that's it.
I'm so thankful that you came through. And it was so much
fun. I'm grateful you had me. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Me too.
Later. And we are going to close out the show, guys, with one more of those perfect songs from the perfect EP. Yeah, you thought you had got it all. No, no, no. I saved one for you. This one is called Anyway. I asked. Or Miss Edwards, two kids at school on Monday morning. Be good, damn it, because I will come to Atlanta. I know folks.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Anyway, I hope you guys like it.
We love it. And y'all remember, support is free. Continue to support us. Share the link and tell your friends to get it.